So when I read that gospel, I thought, oh my goodness, what are we going to do with that? It talks about, you know, weeping and grinding of teeth and being cast out, and it's kind of a harsh sounding gospel in many ways, certainly very challenging. When Jesus is asked, Lord, will only a few be saved? He responds with a challenge. He says, strive to enter through the narrow gate. So if you're worried about being saved, strive to enter through the narrow gate. For many will attempt to enter, but will not be strong enough. After the master of the house has locked the door, then you will stand outside knocking and saying, Lord, open the door for us. And he will say in reply, I do not know where you're from. So what is Jesus really saying here in this really kind of a harsh sounding gospel passage? Is he saying that only a few will be saved? And I don't think that's really the message, because we have to look at it in the context of the rest of the scriptures. And the first reading from Isaiah clearly talks about God's universal will of salvation. God wants us all to be saved. God invites us all to the messianic banquet. Through Isaiah, God says, they shall proclaim my glory among all the nations. They shall bring all your brothers and sisters from all the nations as an offering to the Lord. And there's many other places in the Bible that indicate that God invites all of us to the messianic banquet. However, what I think Jesus is saying to us in this passage is that we shouldn't presume that we will be included in the messianic banquet. We shouldn't presume it. It takes effort and action. We must strive to enter through the narrow gate. The messianic banquet is prepared for all those who choose to respond. We have to choose to respond. That takes active activity on our part to God's call and invitation. We must choose and strive. So just being born Catholic and being baptized really isn't enough. I think this is a timely message today because it's my impression as an older fellow that it's kind of become common today for people to be pretty lackadaisical about their faith. Many people, that is, not all. It seems like there's a lack of a sense of urgency on the part of many about doing God's will. And especially as it relates to church attendance, serving God and others, and our religious obligations in general. In the pre-Vatican Church where I grew up, and some of the older parishioners here grew up, there was maybe an exaggerated sense of guilt and obligation that in some ways was not healthy. But today I think we might have gone to the opposite extreme, lacking any sense of obligation or urgency or accountability or consequence with regard to what our faith asks of us and demands of us. Our faith does demand things of us. It does require response. Unfortunately, probably the people who need to hear this the most aren't here. They're at the fair probably or someplace. So I'm preaching to the choir. I'm sorry. You don't need to hear this because you're here. But I think all of us, quite honestly, do need to hear this message. And it might be good for us to invite people. There's a lot of school families here. Invite, you know, fellow family members, fellow school families to say, hey, come to Mass with us next week. You know, it's, you know, whatever. Mr. Lofton's going to be the cantor again, and he's got a great voice. So he's our principal, our cantor today. So, you know, invite people. But I think that all of us do need to hear this challenge. And I think it's a challenge to find a balance between kind of scrupulosity and an exaggerated sense of obligation and guilt on the one hand, and a total lack of any sense of obligation, especially religious obligation, on the other hand. We shouldn't commit the sin of presumption by not taking seriously what our faith demands of us and requires of us. And if we really think about it, our faith does make demands on us. Our faith does require a response. Christ's invitation requires a response. And I think we can forget about that or ignore that. And it might be good for us to reflect today on just what does our faith demand of us? What kind of a response? What does our faith require of us? What kind of action does our faith require of us? I think that's a really, it's a good thing for all of us to reflect on. What is it that our faith demands of us? One place to start would be if you notice at our entrance and exits on both the summit side and the parking lot side, there's a little, there are these posters that give the five expectations or five calls to St. Thomas More parishioners. So you might just start there and maybe on your way out, look at those. What are kind of those five calls or expectations? I think it might be good to invite others to join us. Somebody said after the morning mass, we're going to come up with a new T-shirt, St. Thomas More, No Slackers. So we're all going to be people who really do try to respond to the demands of our faith and the calls of our faith. And maybe invite those slackers out there to join us and become no longer slackers. So I hope that wasn't too harsh.